It's so much to thank him, to think about what he has done. And what about what he's going to do? We can only imagine what he's going to do unless he's revealed it to us. But how he protected us and we, oh my God, it's like I can't really find words of what I want to say because I know it's something going on the inside of me. The spirit of the living God is stirring up some things and doing some things on the inside in my spirit. And sometimes Webster ain't got all the words. Google don't have all the words. Even the slang don't have all the words. If we put all the words together, it still won't be sufficient enough to say how much you appreciate God. And oh my God, if it had not been for him, if it had not been for him that was on our side, we already know what some we can imagine where we would be at. We probably would not be on this call tonight. Hallelujah. We would probably be incarcerated in the grave, in a rehab center somewhere. We would have been somewhere. But I praise God that he has an expected end for us all. He has an expected end for us all. So that Russell White, that man right there, anointed. I hadn't heard that song in a while, but it just did something. And I said, oh my God, that's what I got to share this evening, because it just make you, I'm serious, it make you think. You be thinking about some stuff, thinking about some stuff, thinking about how you was in bondage, thinking about, why you was in bondage, how you going to get out of it. And then some of the stuff we wanted, we didn't want to get out of it. We didn't want to release the people. We didn't want to release ourselves. We wanted to stay in it because it was satisfying something in our flesh, which is never satisfying. The flesh will never be satisfying because it wants more and more and more and more and more. But glory be to God. Glory be to God. That's why when somebody got when they have like a testimony service, I always got something to say. I always got something to say about him, about his goodness, about his grace, how he healed me, how he gave me salvation. Hallelujah. How he fed me, clothed me, housed me. Come on now. How God is a God. He is a supernatural God. This God, the God that we serve, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, he's our friend, he's our father, he's our comforter. Come on now. God know how to protect us. This Deneen, I'm just ecstatic about, see, that's why I say when you get an invitation or an opening or a time that you can praise God, because it's some people that cannot praise him like they want to. Like, right now, I got some issues going on with my back, but you know what? I will run for him. Hallelujah. I will jump for him. Hallelujah. Because he's the one. See, we got to be to the point that if it costs my life to praise him, I would give it up for him, because we don't know the magnitude of what Christ went through. We was not there. We're just reading in the script what we went through, what he went through. We don't know what it feels like to have nails in our hands and nails in our feet and a crown of thorns on our head. We don't understand that. And we got to really remember what he has truly done for us, because see, he's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And I say this all the time. He's still saving. He's still healing. He's still delivering. He's still giving manifestation. He's still blessing us. He is still the same. He don't waver like man waver. We can count on him. We can trust in him. So yeah, I always got something to say. If somebody won't tell me about Jesus, okay, and now how much time you got? Because I could be here for hours talking about him, because I get to thinking about something and talk about that, and then it'd be something else I remember, and something else I remember, and not even thinking about what he's going to do, because I know he's going to do it. Because when God speaks something to us, he is going to perform the things that he speaks. He's going to perform it. So yeah, we got got this hope within us. We got this trust within us that God is going to do it. He's going to do what he say he's going to do. So yeah. See, because I can talk right now. I can talk for the rest of the evening. I can talk until the weekend. Come on now, because I'm telling you, oh Lord, God is not in no box. He is not in no box. And sometimes people get in things or situations, they think, oh, well, God can't heal me from this. See, God said he is a healer of all sicknesses and diseases. That means the ones that the doctor don't even know the name for, because sometimes they will say, you're having these symptoms. We don't know exactly what it is, because they are practicing. They are practicing medicine. But see, you can bypass the doctor unless God wants you to go through the doctor and get your healing, but you can bypass him and go to the one that created you. God, you know what's going on. You know what this is. You know what that is. And you know he will give you that peace. He will give you that peace. And sometimes he'll tell you that sickness is not unto death. I don't care what the lab results say. I don't care what the diagnosis say. I don't care even what hospice says. When God speaks, he supersedes everything that man says. Now, I'm not bringing a word on tonight, but I'm just stirred up because of what God is doing on the inside of us in this hour. So I'm going to pray, and then Pastor Ronnie is going to bring the word. But y'all just be ready. Be ready for what God is doing. Don't even think it's strange when he performed miracles, signs, and wonders. When he do something in your life that he didn't even tell you he was going to do. He just did it. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you and praise you on this evening. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up, Father. We pray that your Holy Spirit will have free course. Father God, I'm just praying now for us as a group, Father God, that you will forgive us of our sins, iniquities, transgressions, continue to renew in us a creating us a clean heart and renewing us a right spirit. Help us to be open to hear what your spirit would say unto us on this evening, Father, through whoever you use on tonight, God. We're praying, God, and we're waiting, God, your servant here. So we want you to speak on tonight, God. We want you to transform us on tonight, God. Sharpen us, God. Even cut off things, God, that are not beneficial to us, God. Disciple us. Disciple us on tonight, Father God. Hallelujah. That we can have a teachable spirit, Father God, to get everything that we can get from you, Father God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, we do. We do have a right to praise him. And that's what we're doing tonight. We're going to look at what he did. Amen. And so we can praise him continually, because he is showing us that we have the same power that he had when he walked this earth, that we can do what he said we can do, and we can be who he said we can be. And he was just our great example to show us how to live in the spirit, so we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. How he lived in the spirit, and the power went forth when he spoke the word. And we have the same power when we speak the word. So we just going to be in Matthew chapter 4. We're going to start at verse 1. Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 through 25. Amen. Look at what Jesus did. It's the title. It says, Then was Jesus led up of the spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. See, Jesus, he was in the spirit. And that's what we have to be in these last and evil days, in these last days, you know. It's not the end, it's the beginning of sorrow. So we have to be in the spirit. It says in verse 2, it says, and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungered. He hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And that's what we have to do. We have to speak the word of God. When the devil shows his face in every area of our life, we have to speak the word of God in the situation, at the situation, on the circumstance, in the circumstances. We have to speak the word of God. We have to live in the spirit every day, all day. Because the enemy, the tempter, he's coming, the devil, he's coming. The devil doesn't sleep. His imps doesn't sleep. His agents doesn't sleep. His angels, they don't sleep. They know they're at war. They know they have a short period of time. And so they want to take everybody they can to the pits of hell with them. And they don't want us to accomplish what God has already set for us to walk in. And so that's why we have to live in the spirit, so we can overcome this flesh and overcome the attacks that comes by day and by night. Amen. It says, but he answered, number four says, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Verse five, then the devil took him up into a holy city and sat him on the pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over. He shall give his angels charge concerning thee. And in thy hands, they shall bear thee up, least if any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. So the devil was trying to get the Son of God to worship him. He was trying to get the Son of God to give up his kingdom. And I guess you know he didn't, because the first Adam gave up the kingdom in the garden. He gave it up to the devil. But Jesus said, no, I'm living in the spirit. I'm an overcomer, because I am the Son of God. And I have power to overcome you. And so he said that, you know, even if when we fall, God has given his angels charge over us. You know, we don't have to. There's no condemnation on us when we go through tests and trials. You know, we have to remember the word of God. We have to speak the word of God. We have to speak it. We have to say that we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened us. We have to say that we are the royal priesthood and a chosen generation and a peculiar people and a holy nation. We have been set aside for the master's use, his very own special people. We have to let the devil know who we are. We are ambassadors for the kingdom of God. We have to let him know that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, and that we are submitted to God, and the devil will flee from us. We have to let him know that we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened us. We have to let him know when he bring in those negative thoughts. We have to cast down everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bring every word into the captivity to the obedience of Christ. We have to let the devil know who we are. We got to stand on the word. We got to speak the word. We got to walk in authority. Jesus walked in authority when he was with the devil. When the devil tempted him, when he was fasting. Have you ever been tempted when you fast by the devil? He'll put lies in your head. He'll make you think that you're hungry. He'll come and tell you, go on and eat this, go on and eat that. You know, he can tell you it's okay. You know, you be getting close. You getting close and close and close to the date that you set, that God told you to set, and that devil will come and start lying to you. And so that's when you have to cast those lies down, because you know who he is? He is an accuser of the brethren. He's accusing us every day to the Father. He's accusing us every day to the Father. And so we have to speak that word. We have to let the devil know we have power and authority over him. God has given us power to tread over all the power of the enemy, and it shall by no means hurt us. Amen. And so the devil took him up on the and set him up on a pinnacle in a holy city, you know, and try to get the Son of Man to give up his throne. But he didn't. Praise God. And so in verse 7, Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again, the devil took him up into an exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And he said unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. And so we have to, only person we have to worship is the Lord God, Jehovah, Most High God, our Creator, Elohim, Yahusha. We have to worship him in spirit and in truth and embrace the freedom of worship, because he gave us life and life more abundantly. You know, the devil is under our feet. We have to cast him down. When we see him, we have to cast him down. When he show up, we got to cast him down. We got to rebuke him. We have the power to rebuke Satan. We have the power to cast out the devil. You know, that's the authority. That's the kind of authority that we have. Jesus, look at what Jesus did. He's doing it. He's showing us how to do it. He's showing us how to live. He's showing us how to overcome. He's showing us how to fight the good fight of faith. He's showing us how to be kingdom builders. He's showing us how to live in the kingdom, how to war in the kingdom. He's showing us how to do it with the word of God. He said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And the angels hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to do all therein he command them to do. And his word will not return unto him void, but it will accomplish what he sent it out to do. So we got to be excited, because we have everything we need. God has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, which is his word. He told us to stay focused on things that's above and not on things on the earth. He told us to look unto the hills from which cometh thy help. And all of our help come from the Lord who created the heavens and the earth. Jesus told us, he is showing us. All we got to do is look and see what Jesus did. Amen. Verse 10 said, then Jesus said unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him alone shall thou serve him. So he's telling us, that's all we got to serve is the Lord. That's all we have to worship is the Lord. We have to worship him in spirit and in truth and embrace the freedom of worship. We have to surrender all to him, because he has given us all things that pertain unto life. We have to continue to give up. We have to continue to humble ourselves and let him exalt us in due season. When we serve people, we're serving God. He told us in the word that when you feed the least of them, you had done it unto me. He told us that when we went to prison and seen somebody and helped somebody, we did it unto him. He told us when we fed the hungry, we had did it unto him. When we had served the hungry, when we served the poor, when we served the widow, when we served the orphans, we're serving God. When we serve people, we're serving God. That's where the love of God comes in, that agape love. It flows from heart to heart. And so we have a lot to be grateful for. You know, if we can just look at our life, line our life up with the word of God all day, every day, we have to guard our anointing. We have to be casting down these thoughts, because the enemy gonna come into our thoughts. But the word of God tells us when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord will raise up the standard. The standard is the word of God. That's what's gonna come up in us, because the spirit of truth, it's reminding us of all things that the Father has already spoken to us. Amen. And so like Jesus told him, he said, get behind me, Satan. It is written, we're going to worship the Lord thy God and him alone. We're going to serve him and him alone. Amen. And so we got to be rejoicing, because, you know, that's what we have. God has an expected end for us, and how we live unto him. Because in him we live, and in him we move, and in him we have our being. Amen. Praise the Lord. Verse 11 said, then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. The angels of the Lord came and ministered to God. They gave him what he needed after he had to fight the good fight of faith with the enemy. He's going to give us what we need when we fight the good fight of faith. He's going to, the angels is going to come. They might touch you. They might let you know. They might let you see a glimpse of them like a light, a beam of light. They might let you know. They might move something around you. The angels of God is, we have angels to protect us, to lead us and guide us and fight for us. We have warring angels around us. We have to know that we are covered by angels of God. God has given his angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. Amen. So praise God when the angels come and minister to you. Verse 12 says, and when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is up on the sea coast and in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Esau, the prophet. And you know, what we have to understand is the word tells us how to live. The word tells us what's going on. The word tells us what we're going to have to face. The word tells us what to do. It gives us our instructions. It gives us correction. It gives us direction. It gives us everything we need in order to succeed. And verse 15, it says, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, by Jordan, Galilee, of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw great light. And to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up on them. So just think about how your steps are ordered. Just think about how Jesus' steps was ordered. Just think about when he left Nazareth and he went through those places. He was the light. He was the light that the Gentiles seen. He was the light that delivered them out of darkness in that region. He was the light. And he has put his light inside of us. So when we go to different regions, when we go the enemy, and whatever region we go in, he is under our feet because the light is in us. The power of God is in us. The very presence of God is in us. Great is he that is in us than he that is in the world, which is the Holy Spirit of God. The authority of God is in us. We have to walk in the light. He said, we are that light that sit up on a hill that cannot be hid. So we have the power to speak to the enemy, to cast him down and tell him to be quiet and to make him flee. We have the power. We have the authority to cast out demons. We have that light in us to open up blind eyes. The light is in us. We have to walk in authority in these last and evil days. It's not us that's doing it. It's the Christ in us. It's the God in us. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth. Amen. It says for that, verse 17, it says, from that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So we got to let the people know, these Gentiles, these people don't believe, these people that are confused, these people that are hating, these people that don't know Jesus, these backsliders, we have to let them know to repent, because we repent every day. Our lifestyle is a repentive lifestyle. Every day, all day, we must be repenting. So we can continue to stay close to the Father, so he can continue to speak to us and lead us and guide us into all truth by his word. The kingdom of God is at hand. People must repent. We must let them know when we preach this gospel, when we preach the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, they must repent. Verse 18, and Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And when he said unto them, follow me, I will make you fishers of men. How about that? That's what he's doing to us. That's what he's doing with us. He's making us fishers of men. Souls, we're saving. He's saving souls through us because of the light is in us. We are his sons. We are his daughters. We are the kingdom. It's in us. And so we want the people to know about Jesus. And so when we walk, Wherever we go, they see that light. When we in our car, they see that light. When we in the grocery store, they see that light. Wherever we go, the light of Jesus is shining bright. And they see it. And so they're going to come to you like Nicodemus at night. They want to know, how do you get that light? They want to know, how you talk like that? They want to know, where'd you get that from? They want to know. They want to know. And then you have to tell them what Jesus did. You have to tell them how he saved you. You have to tell them how he delivered you from the hand of the enemy. You have to tell them how he made you an overcomer. You have to tell them your testimonies. You don't have just one. You have a whole book. Because the story is not, it's not finished. So we just in another chapter, amen? And so we have to tell them what the Lord has done for us and what he is doing for us and what he is doing through us. Amen. And he said unto them, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. Just think about that. When you give up everything for Jesus, when you give up everything for the Father, when you surrender all to him, when you meditate on his word day and night, he gonna give you, he has everything you need. He's gonna give you what you have need of even before you ask. He promised that he will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He promised us that. He tells us in Psalms 103, not forget the benefits that he has for us, who heals us of all of our sickness and our diseases, who crowns our life with loving kindness and tender mercies and with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. He tells us not to be afraid of the arrows by night, nor the terror. He tells us not to be afraid of the arrows that flies by day, nor the terror by night. He said, 10,000 may fall at thy side. He said, 1,000 may fall at thy side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it would not come nigh thee. Only with our eyes shall we behold and see the reward of the wicked. Only with our eyes will we see. We don't have to fight the wicked. We don't have to come back when they are coming to us. All we have to do is fight the good fight of faith and speak the word of God, so the angels will listen and move. Verse 21, and going on thence, he saw other two brethren, James and the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. And he called them, and they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. So that's what we're doing. When he called us and we accepted his calling immediately. And we are going forth in his calling. We're going forth in his anointing. We're going forth in his will, his perfect plan that he has for us. Amen. We're going forth to get to that expected end. We got to leave everything else. He said, those that leave houses, land, and sisters and brothers, mothers and fathers, sons and daughters. He said he's going to give it all back to us in this life a hundredfold. So when you give up everything for the Lord, he's going to take care of you. And so we have to be excited about that, because he knows what we have need of, and he's going to bless us with whatever he has for us. And it's all good. Amen. And verse 23 says, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases among the people. How about that? How about that? When we start healing, when we speak the word of God, when we pray over somebody and they be healed because of the anointing that destroys every yoke. When we speak to that sickness, it must flee. When we speak to that disease, it must leave. It must flee. He told us that we can speak to the mountain and it be thou cast into the sea. If we shall not doubt in our hearts, we shall have whatsoever we say when we pray. That's why he tells us to watch and pray. He tells us to pray without ceasing. That's at all times. Pray at all times. For everybody you see, everybody you come in contact with, Pray for him. And verse 24 says, and his fame went throughout all of Syria. And they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and tormented, and all these which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. And therefore, and there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee and from Decapolis and from Jerusalem and from Judea and from beyond the Jordan. So people are going to follow you. They're going to follow you because you got that light. You're going to speak the word. It's going to heal them. You're going to cast out them demons. They're going to be delivered. Just like Jesus, he fasted. He tells us, and he said, these kind only come out by prayer and fasting. So you, when you fast, you draw the Father near to you for you to be able to hear exactly what he is saying. And when you fast, you're putting the flesh under the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God rules. The Spirit of God is going to live forever. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth is everlasting. The flesh is just temporary. So that's why he tells us to live in the flesh, so we can conquer these fleshly diseases and torments and all these other palsy and the devil, all these other sicknesses that comes on our bodies. That's why we have to fast to cleanse our bodies, so we can live a long and peaceful life. And we won't have to take no medication on this earth. The word is the children's healing bread. The word is the children's healing bread. You don't need no medication. But if if he tell you to go get some medication, then you go get some. But I believe without a doubt and by faith, the word is his children's healing bread. And I believe, I know him as a healer. I know him when the enemy puts stuff up on me. I know him as a healer. I know him as a deliverer. I know him. I know him. So we have to know him. He said, if those don't suffer with him, they won't reign with him. If we don't suffer, we got to suffer. He said, this little lot of afflictions is only but for a moment, but it's working a far more than exceedingly eternal way to his glory. He gonna let his glory fall upon you. He's gonna deliver you. He has already given us everything we need, which is the word of God, in order to stand. He tell us to put on the whole armor of God, whereby we will be able to withstand all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And when we've done all we can to stand, we're gonna stand with all the armor on, still. And we're gonna see the salvation and the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. And we're gonna wait on the Lord. We're gonna be of good courage, so he can strengthen our heart. We have to guard our heart. That's why he gave us a breastplate of righteousness, so we can guard our heart from all these attacks, all the things that we experienced in life that wasn't good, that hurts our heart, because he had took out the stony heart and gave us a heart of flesh. So we love what he loved. We hate what he hates. And so we have to have on the whole armor of God. And so I just praise God for his word. I thank God for what Jesus did and what he's still doing, how he's still showing us how to live, how to be overcomers, how to be more than conquerors, how to be ambassadors for the kingdom of God, and how to live and not die, and to proclaim the acceptable word of the